I'm well, just now I'm going back down there more. Cause I'm over there. I know you don't want to go, so that's all right.
You ready to burn it up?
Yeah, let's go through it.
All right, say a man who refuses to change his mind, whether he's right or wrong, you say he's mighty.
Stubborn.
Anything else?
Setting his ways.
Mule-headed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mule-headed and bull-headed.
Say so somebody you just can't joke with without losing his temper, you say he's mighty.
Short-tempered.
What about touchy?
Touchy, yeah.
Somebody like that, you might say, man, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get
so upset, so mad. Blow off the handle.
If somebody like this about to lose his temper, you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, not Jeff.
Just cool it down. Take it easy. Or as my mother would say, don't let your bowels get in an uproar.
Or just keep
calm.
A person who's been working all day, at the end of the day, you say he's very
tired.
What about an extreme case of that? You're all
exhausted. Bushed.
Or I'm completely
wiped out.
Say if a person, you hear the person's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking okay just yesterday. When was it he
came down with his illness? Took sick.
Say if you were going somewhere, but you were in no particular hurry, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
After a while. Soon enough.
Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard anybody around here say anything like, oh, we get there by and by?
Mm-hmm.
Say what?
In the sweet by and by. Get that in the sweet by and by. You get that soon enough. Sweet.
Say if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and his nose started running, you'd say he
took a cold.
If it affected his voice, he's a little
hoarse.
If he does that, he's got
a tired voice. Laryngitis, a cough.
I might say, I better go to bed. I feel a little bit
sleepy.
But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
still be sleepy. Spring out of bed, rise and shine.
When the alarm clock rings, I'll
jump up, wake up.
Or if you're talking about somebody else who's still sleeping and you don't want him to, you might say, so and so's still sleeping, better go
wake him up.
Say if you had some medicine on your bedside table and Kathy might come in and ask you, why haven't you
been taking your medicine?
Well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
You might say, well, I already
took it.
I hope I don't have to
take it again.
Somebody who just about can't hear anything at all, you say he's stoned.
Deaf.
And when you get out there to chop that wood, it's not long before you begin to
perspire.
Or
sweat.
What about the passport?
Sweated.
These places that some people get on their back or somewhere on their skin got some kind of nice little core in there, white in the middle and red all around it.
Pimple?
Anything else?
Zit.
Anything besides that?
Acne.
Sometimes these things, well, you have to mash them to get that white stuff out.
Gross is not the word for this discussion.
Well, what do you say you do to water when it comes to about 100 degrees centigrade.
Boil? Boil.
Yeah. What would you call that white matter inside of
you? I'm drinking a coke. Pus.
Okay. What would you say happened to your hand if you got bit by a bee and it got larger? You'd say your hand
swole.
Okay. And you might say, I hope it doesn't much more.